The most specific threat from North Korea at the moment is directed at the U.S. territory of Guam, a tiny island in the Pacific. The North Koreans say they're developing plans to fire 4 intermediate-range missiles headed for the waters about 20 miles off of Guam's coast. They say those plans will be ready within days and presented to leader Kim Jong-un to await his order.
Guam is about 2,000 miles to North Korea's southeast, about the distance from Los Angeles to Chicago. It's home to fewer than 200,000 people, but it is of great strategic importance. There is a U.S. airbase there, a Navy installation, and a Coast Guard group. NPR's Elise Hu is there now, and she sent us this report of life, for the time being, continuing as usual.
At Mosa's Joint in Guam, Thursday happy hour lasts until 8 o'clock. Combine drink specials and a view of the sun setting on the Pacific, and this place fills up fast.
There's locals, there's military, kind of a little bit of everything.
Monique Jenner opened Mosa's Joint a few years ago. She still works behind the bar, and this week, even after North Korea threatened Guam, she says folks are keeping their cool.
It's a very serious topic, for sure, and it can be scary, but at the same time, it's like, if it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen.
One of the regulars is Gary Hartz. He plays in a psychedelic blues band here every week and is a dean at the local community college.
There are many moods on Guam right now. Some people are just, we just want our peace. We want our island-style groove just like we always have. There are other people that are just sick and tired of the threats from North Korea, because there sure have been many over the years. And then there are other people that feel like our president is exacerbating things, too.
Hart says something feels more serious about the latest North Korea scare.
On the North Korean side, there are differences of specificity.
He's right. North Korea detailed plans for a missile test that would land in the waters near Guam. It noted which weapons it would use, intermediate-range ballistic missiles, how many of them, 4, and the timing, sometime before the end of this month.
Those are things that we have not known in the past. Beyond that, we also have a president who's got a more aggressive tenor than other presidents in the past.
Locals here remember 2013, when North Korea threatened the Anderson Air Force Base, which hosts the U.S. Pacific Command's bomber fleet. That base and U.S. Naval Base Guam are home to about 13,000 American military personnel. Guamanians, like bar owner Jenner, know the location of their home has been fought over for centuries.
Japan invaded us, the Spanish invaded us, the U.S. They came here because I think they wanted the land, and they helped us out with the Japanese because they wanted this land. Strategically, it's a perfect spot, you know?
But that makes you a target, too.
Oh, definitely. It definitely makes us a target.
But judging by the sold-out hotels full of tourists, the runners and sunners on the beach, and the approach of locals like Tassi Petticord...
We are at a bar enjoying our drinks and taking in the sunset. That's what we're doing.
There's a certain island calm about the war of words between Washington and Pyongyang. Bar owner Jenner.
I've had a couple customers say, like, if it happens and we find out we got 10 minutes left, we're going to come down here and have some drinks with you guys.
She says there's no sense fretting about a situation way beyond their control. Elise Hu, NPR News, Guam.